Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Powers. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Knotzer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Powers moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Powers scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knotzer. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Knotzer steals second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powers. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague juggles the ball. That's an error on Montague. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Knutzer takes first base on ball 4. Averill scores. Cecil moves to third. Vosmek moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Vosmek scores. There goes Knutzer trying to get to third. Seeds throws the ball into Kress, who tags Knutzer for the out. Montague moves to second. One out. It's 6 to nothing, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montague. The throw from Grubb and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Montague scores. It's 7 to nothing, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Pitlock goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Indians. Phil Galavan now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Fabian Kowalik now playing third base. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vosmek hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Galavan moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a line drive towards left. Vosmek chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Vosmek. Galavan scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Indians. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Knatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galavan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Montague strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seeds moves to third. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. There goes Sullivan trying to get to third. Averill throws the ball into Montague, who tags Sullivan for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. It's 8-2, Indians. Fabian Cowalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowalik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swanson scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Cowalik moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Cowalik moves to third. Kress moves to second. Charlie English pinch hits for Phil Galavan. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English takes first base on ball 4. Cowalik scores. Kress moves to third. Grubb moves to second. It's 8-4, Indians. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Kress scores. Grubb moves to third. English moves to second. It's 8-5, Indians. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes bunts towards third. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grubb scores. English moves to third. Funk moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Chamberlain now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Powers reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Powers scores. It's 10-6, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-6, Indians. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knutzer takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knutzer moves to second. Lou Fonseca now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swanson bunts towards third. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fabian Cowalic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowalic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowalic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Powers hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown can't make a play. That's a base hit. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powers. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Kimsey moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Knutzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Montague hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Knutzer. 2 outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pitlock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Swanson hits a line drive into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fabian Kowalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kowalik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kowalik hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 4 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmak. Kress reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.